278. Approve interim use of the multiple unit limited tax exemption program to capture opportunities for affordable housing in housing developments not subject to inclusionary housing, and amend the administrative rules.
Colleagues, the multiple unit limited tax exemption, or multi, is a proven tool that we can use to get affordable units into the pipeline in the near term. We're in a housing crisis, as you're all aware, and the need is immediate. Not doing anything means that all of the units that are under consideration, that is the 10,000 units in the pipeline that are in the pipeline prior to the inclusionary housing ordinance coming into effect, all of those units will be market rate in the absence of this multi-program being approved. Not doing anything means that we lose the opportunity to ensure that we are taking the housing crisis as seriously as possible. I've worked with my colleagues to find what we believe is the sweet spot on the cap on individual projects. Portland Housing Bureau staff is here today to walk us through or answer any further questions that you may have. Where is my Portland Housing Bureau staff?
I don't see anybody.
Seriously?
I think we were running really far behind, and now we suddenly, thanks to the previous...
Yeah, well, I frankly expect people to be more on the ball. Could you call item number 279, please? We'll hold 278 open.
Item 279, accept Bureau of Environmental Services 10-year strategic plan.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Mayor, because we are looking at about an hour's delay, my team, here they are. Mike, why don't you come to the table? That's quite an appearance. Colleagues, today I'm excited to have the Bureau of Environmental Services share with you their new strategic plan. The plan is the culmination of 18 months of work by BES staff and community members, including the Bureau's oversight bodies, the Portland Utility Board, and the Oregon Citizens Utility Board. BES manages Portland's wastewater and stormwater infrastructure to protect public health and the environment. And this plan will put BES on a path to become a fully sustainable utility in 10 years. I'm especially proud to see BES continuing to be a leader in innovative, cost-effective green infrastructure. I'd like to introduce BES Director Mike Jordan and Assistant Director Dawn Uchiyama to give a brief presentation today. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, my name is Mike Jordan. I'm
Good
the
morning.
Director of the Bureau of Environmental Services, and this mic is pretty hot. So I'll try and get away from it a little bit. As the Commissioner mentioned, here today with the Assistant Director, Dawn Uchiyama, to present the Bureau's 10-year strategic plan. Dawn will go through the plan for you and our approach. But first, I'd like to give just a few comments regarding some kind of context. The first is why now? The short and simple answer is that the Bureau had a strategic plan, a 5-year strategic plan, that was up for renewal in 2016. One of the, I think, critical conversations that we had in trying to re-up that strategic plan was that we really wanted, and you'll see in the presentation, we really wanted to have a plan that could articulate the outcomes that this Bureau was trying to manifest in the community by doing our work. What were the things that we wanted this community to realize as we do the work? So pay particular attention when you look at the plan to the outcomes that are in the different goal categories. Secondly, why 10 years? Most people believe that it's very difficult to predict the future even a couple of years out. And we believe that we're in the 100-year business. And when we make decisions about investments, and when we make decisions about program, we often have to think in terms of decades and even centuries. And so we believe that having a 10-year plan forces us to continue to keep the long view in mind when we're making decisions about our investments and about our organization. And then third, and I think probably most importantly, strategic plans are certainly important in their content. They help direct us. But I believe that just as important when doing strategic planning is first of all, how you go about doing them, who you engage and how you actually produce the plan and who owns it when you're done. And then secondly, and I think what we forget often, is how you use them once they are done. I think we in the public sector are fairly guilty in some cases of producing coffee table books that are really wonderful and beautiful and have lots of great words in them, but we don't use them after we've produced them. And so, first of all, I'm really proud of how the Bureau went about this and the engagement of the members of the Bureau, and that is predominantly due to the work of the Steering Committee, which you'll see the names of those people in the inside back cover of the plan. They really get most of the credit for the engagement portion of this plan and energizing the Bureau around the work. And then secondly, this notion of how we use the plan. I have a vision that we would take this plan and be able to have an annual budget, strategic budget summit in September each year, where we would take the metrics of this plan, which will be associated with the outcomes, look backwards and really see how we've done and ask the really hard why questions. Why did we do great on that? Why didn't we do great on this? And have a conversation about that why question, and only then look forward for the coming year in the budget and 5 years in our financial projections, as we do every year, and make adjustments to our strategies, make adjustments to our investment patterns, think about our organization in terms of being continually improving in the way we do our work. Lastly, in my remarks, I want to make two thanks for this. One, I want to thank Commissioner Fish. When I came to this job, he insisted that I hire an assistant director. And I will say that without Don Uchiyama's leadership on this, we would not have completed this the way we did. It would not have had the level of engagement, and we wouldn't have had the great product that we have. So thank you to both of you, and I'll turn it over to Don for the presentation.
Great. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, for having us here today. It's a pleasure. I want to call your attention first to the timeline that I've handed out. The first side is our early history, and I like to think about that as the reason why we're here. It defines why BES is doing the work that we're doing. And then the flip side is our more recent history, and it's a reminder of our accomplishments, our amazing accomplishments, and then also some lessons learned. And this was the first thing we did when we kicked off this exercise. We reflected on our past.
So I have a question about that timeline. It says 2015, first at-will director, Michael Jordan, appointed to Environmental Services. No, that's not correct. I mean, Dean Marriott was an at-will.
No, he wasn't. He was actually by civil service because he predated the charter change.
Oh, okay.
He was the lone holdover, okay. Dan, and it
that's right.
Explains
okay.
Why it was a little more complicated.
Okay.
Okay, great. That's okay. So anyway, a good reference for us and a starting point for us. But as Mike said, this plan is really about the stakeholders that helped us make it, especially our employees, 570 of them, the steering committee. We started out with an anonymous all-employee survey. We had a 75% response rate, which is just remarkable for surveys. We did numerous interviews and focus groups, and we had extremely strong support from the Bureau leadership team and from our management team. In addition to the employees that contributed and made this possible, external stakeholders also played a huge role. We consulted with city council offices, with the Public Utility Board, Portland Utility Board, the Citizens Utility Board, other bureau directors, agency leaders, over 20 environmental and conservation groups, community and customer groups, business and industry, and academic institutions. And it's because of this engagement the plan is what it is. Five major themes emerged from this work: community responsiveness, focus on equity and diversity, collaborative partnerships, workforce development, and infrastructure preparedness. And when I get into the priorities, you can see how they line back up with the needs that the stakeholders identified. The plan is organized with a structure or framework that's fairly classic. We start with our mission, vision, and values. We have 6 goals. We've described desired outcomes, as Mike pointed out. We have 29 strategic initiatives, a number of action items, and then our metrics. We'll be implementing the priority action items and the performance metrics this year. In addition to looking at our history and engaging our stakeholders, one of really important step that we took in the process was acknowledging our role in city government, that we're just one of 27 bureaus, and that the work we do is in that context. And although we are assigned wastewater and stormwater, environmental compliance and lab services, watershed protection, and we have business system support and customer support responsibilities, our role in city government is critical to us achieving our mission. So we refreshed our mission statement. BES manages Portland's wastewater and stormwater infrastructure to protect public health and the environment. And we updated our vision statement. BES is a mission-driven, high-performance organization leading the city in preserving and restoring the health of Portland's watersheds. The next part of the presentation orients you to the goals and the strategic priorities. We have six goals, as I mentioned, and I'm going to start in the right-hand corner with service delivery as kind of the anchor of our strategic initiatives. To make those successful, we need responsive systems and decision-making. The next two are paired in terms of workforce development, treating our employees and giving them opportunity for growth and influencing our bureau culture and how that affects how we get our work done. The next two are also paired. What is our role in leadership in city government, and then our commitment to community relations? And we didn't prioritize the goals. We see them interwoven and interrelated. So the next few slides are about the priorities in each of those goal areas. And as we've mentioned, performance metrics are a really big part of this work. We know that the mayor and that, the city budget office is very concerned and interested in how we measure our progress. We know that the Portland Utility Board and Citizens Utility Board has a great interest in this, as well as our customers and employees. So out of the gate, that's our number one priority. The next three are more around some of our business systems, and maybe you've heard that BES is looking at their CIP process delivery, project delivery work, and we've looked at our biggest business system, and we're looking at integrated planning, portfolio management, and project delivery, and interbureau coordination. We've got some great work ahead on that front. We're also reinvigorating our asset management program, and we're committed to comprehensive data management strategies citywide and both within the Bureau. The workforce development and Bureau culture goals really brought forth some great ideas from our employees, and we recognized that this was an area that we really had a lot of work to do. And we have prioritized equity and diversity training and professional development, social equity contracting, our recruitment, and our annual reporting. We're looking at a pilot for a job rotation so that we can give employees the opportunity to take on different roles within the organization. And then we're also looking at a workforce development and culture professional support and bringing in some training and other employee support. We have existing committees within the organization, the Committee for Workplace Excellence, Equity and Diversity, our peer program I hope you've heard about, our Employee Recognition Committee, and our Management Excellence. That additional professional and technical support will be to support those existing committees and to sort out what employees do as almost volunteers and within the organization, and then what do we do systemically to make these changes permanent. Then the last area is leadership in city government and community relations. We have taken a strong position and are very committed to the idea of proactive coordination and collaboration, especially with our infrastructure agencies. PBOT and BES in particular have a leadership team that are bringing and coordinating the work. We work very closely with the Water Bureau and working with the Public Utility Board and reviewing our work there. We know that Portland Parks is a big partner, Office of Management and Finance as well. We're connected at the hip with the Portland Utility Board and Citizen Utility Board, and we know they're interested in our levels of service and budget development. The last two items, we heard loud and strong from our external stakeholder engagement, the importance of strengthening our community relations and being more proactive. We're doing some work now around audience identification and messaging and working with community engagement liaisons to reach historically underrepresented communities. The last initiative I'll highlight in these priorities is our citywide green infrastructure agenda. We are committed to working with PSU and the Institute for Sustainable Solutions to get a citywide strategy for a green infrastructure agenda. So that's a quick flyover of our priorities that came out of the 29 initiatives that we identified. And I just want to say a little bit about metrics. We're organizing our metrics looking at the intersection of quantity and quality versus effort and effect. So we'll be describing our work in these terms. And we're kicking off an effort now to engage our business services group as a pilot, and we're preparing a bureau-wide team to prepare the metrics for the next budget discussion this fall. As Mike mentioned, we'll be doing doing another budget summit this fall. So the idea and the instruction from Mike when we got this started was that this needed to be in rhythm with the annual budget and financial planning cycle. We know that this year we did our best to fit our requests and our budget structure within the strategic goal framework, but it's the first time we're kind of trying it on, so it's still a work in progress. But we anticipate in future budget cycles that we'll be able to align all of our budget elements to the strategic initiatives and the performance measures. And we'll consider this a year-round exercise, assessing our decisions and measuring it against the outcomes that we've decided. And we're expecting that full integration will take multiple years. So the last slide, I just want to welcome you to join us in our strategic future. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to work with our employees and Mike Jordan and this council on getting this work done. And as Mike likes to say, now the hard part starts. So we like to think about, you know, the plan being done, but this is really just the beginning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Commissioner, I'm not sure if there's someone. There may be others here to testify.
I think we have. Who signed up to testify?
Mike Hauck. Mike Hauck is here to testify.
And is he the only one who signed up?
Yes.
Mr. Hauck, come on up. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
My name is Mike Hauck. I'm here representing the Urban Green Spaces Institute, and I've had the pleasure of serving on the interview committee for the job that she got, and I think you can understand why we were so high on Dawn at the end of that process. And actually, one more comment before I get into my testimony. I looked at the timeline, and I noticed that 1983 was when it became the Bureau of Environmental Services, prior to which it was a sewage bill, and I can say I've been involved every step of the way since 1983, and I continue to stay involved. I'm here on behalf of the Urban Green Spaces Institute and several partners, including Audubon Society Portland, Greenworks PC, Landscape Architecture Firm, and others. And I guess we consider ourselves an ad hoc green infrastructure advisory group, I guess, to the city. You might think of this as a cabal or maybe the green infrastructure mafia or something along those lines. We've followed development of the plan for some time and have provided input at every step of the way. We're impressed with its comprehensive nature and strongly support its adoption, but mostly its implementation, to Don's final comment. On the point of implementation, I want to highlight one element that was presented this morning. The partnership BES is established with Portland State University's Institute for Sustainable Solutions. We have met with Fletcher Bedoin and Robert Liberty, who is the Institute's director. The Institute has, and they made this very clear recently, both financial, so they actually can bring money to the table, research, and policy resources to bring to the table, and we feel as a critical partner in ensuring that the strategy is in fact implemented with input from and on the ground work from all city bureaus, not just BES. Mayor Wheeler, given the importance of an all-city approach, all hands on deck, that should sound familiar to some of you who remember Charles Jordan, implementation of the plan across city bureaus, we look to you for your leadership in helping make that happen. And we look forward to having a conversation soon to discuss that with you. Commissioners, each of you have a role in the plan's implementation, and we feel this is an exciting opportunity to actually do what we talk about all the time, break down silos and collaborate across bureaus, and obviously with stakeholders. We look forward as partners to work with all of you and your bureaus to make the strategic plan on-the-ground reality. Thank you.
Great, and thank you, Mike, for your testimony. And yes, I look forward to that conversation, and I'd love to hear more about your perspective on how we can collaborate. This is another opportunity, and you were here earlier to hear the technology presentation that will drive us to collaboration, and I'd love to hear your perspectives on that.
Thank you.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the... Is it a report?
Report.
Report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Udaly, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for all your work. It's very impressive, and as you say, the difficult part is now implementing it.
Thank you.
Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, I'm about to hit my fifth year anniversary at the helm of the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I asked the team to blow up this chart because I thought the historical timeline was so interesting.
Yeah.
And while I feel like it's been a really busy 5 years, it barely covers one column on the far right side on the front page. And Mike has reminded us that there's just a lot of stuff that's happened over time. One milestone that I want to call out in particular, though, is on the back of the sheet. And it's the date is 1952, and that's when our first wastewater treatment plant opened. And I know that sounds amazing, and people are going to scratch their head and say, how can that be? But it's because, frankly, the Willamette River used to basically serve as an open sewer. And it was 1952 we opened our first wastewater treatment plant. Fast forward, we've now figured out a way to take the byproduct of all that sewage, which is methane gas, and turned it into renewable natural gas, which is going to power our system, power our trucks and our cars, and also produce a profit for our ratepayers. We've gone deep into green infrastructure, something that Mike Houck has provided unparalleled leadership and advocacy around, and a lot of things have happened. What is really exciting to me about this strategic plan, in addition to all the things that Dawn highlighted, the level of collaboration, the full buy-in by employees and stakeholders and others, and then I think the vision that is being presented, is that Director Jordan has proposed something pretty radical, and that is that in 10 years we become a fully sustainable bureau. And what that means is he's saying in 10 years when we get those annual reports that document the state and the status of our infrastructure, that close to 100% of the infrastructure of this very complicated bureau will be in good condition. And that rather than having to invest in addressing catastrophic failures or other kinds of failures, we'll be investing in maintaining good infrastructure going forward. And he is proposing to do this while simultaneously funding programs the community wants, green infrastructure, protecting our watersheds, and a number of other things, and keeping annual rate increases below the rate of inflation. If the Bureau is successful, and I'll just make it is likely that that 10-year milestone will happen with me in the audience and not up here, we will once again be a first. We'll be the first municipal sewage bureau, now BES, that has cracked this code. Now, it is true that we have an advantage that PBOT doesn't have, and a lot of our other infrastructure bureaus don't have, which is that we have dedicated revenue, and we're very fortunate to have that, and we don't take that for granted. But it is within our grasp to be a fully sustainable bureau, and I think that is just an amazing thing to shoot for. And I'm not going to bet against this team. I know there's other people from the bureau that are here in the audience. I want to thank them for their service and just tell them it is with just such a point of pride for me to be associated with so many wonderful public servants. It is a very complicated bureau. It is very challenging, but it is an honor to be part of this team. And today I'm pleased to support this vision and vote aye.
Salzman.
Well, I appreciate both the timeline and the vision, the plan. And I feel confident in the employees and the leadership at BES, which includes the commissioner in charge, that they will deliver on this plan. So thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I regret this timeline. My mom, who's nearly 88, still talks about a swim she had with her grandfather. They swam across the Willamette River in 1939. And she's still giddy about it. But Commissioner Fish, looking at this blown-up timeline, that means that it was an open sewer at the time, which may help to explain some things about me. I think this is a fabulous vision, and I'm energized by it, and I'm excited by it. And I really appreciate the work, Commissioner Fish, that you've put into this. And to Mike and your entire team, I want to thank you, and Mike Houck and all the people in the community who are really passionate about this subject. This is a great blueprint for us. And as Mike admonished us in his testimony, the blueprint is the first step, and now comes the action that follows the blueprint. And I'm really excited to be part of that. I know my whole team is, so I look forward to it. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you. Great work.
Thank you all.
Colleagues, we still have item number 278 open. It has